So again, what I would say is that if you go back, this where I break out this verse 25 into the four parts, and then I break out here Martha's answer into the three parts. I think that those would be helpful if you wanted to review that. All right. For what he's telling her, and then what she is receiving. And we believe that she's receiving the fullness of the faith. All right. Now we're seeing something a little different with Mary as we move forward. Okay. All right. And so we'll just kind of get started on that. We won't go too far on that. Since I have failed to do my due diligence and record that. All right. So what I'd like us to do here is who's got their Bible open? Dimitra, you have your Bible open? Okay, so
Sure.
why don't you take
28.
us
The 28.
from 28 and read to 31, 28 to 31.
Okay. Then she returned to Mary. She called Mary outside from the morning and told her, "The teacher is here and wants to see you." So Mary immediately went to him. Jesus had stayed outside the village at the place where Martha met him. Shall I go on? When
Keep
the
going.
people who were at the house consulting Mary on her leave, where am I? Can't see. So her, oh, on her leave so hasty, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep. So they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, only you had been here, my brother would not have died."
Perfect.
Shall
All
I go
right.
on?
Nope, just that. Now, just reread just verse 28, just for because there's something I think was missed there. Say that verse 28
Well, this
again.
is okay. Then she returned to Mary. So I guess Martha returned to Mary, right?
Martha, yes.
Yeah. She called Mary outside from the morning. She was mourning, right? Her brother, right? And told her, "The teacher is here and wants to see you." So Mary immediately went to Jesus, right?
Right.
And
So
Jesus, all right.
now there's
Shall
a
I go
word
on?
that's missing in verse 28 that I didn't hear.
Well,
Ethel.
maybe my Bible doesn't have it, Father.
That's what I want to say. There's a particular word I'm looking for. So Ethel, just read verse 28 from what you have, and let's see.
Okay. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you."
All right, so that's the word secretly. That's the one I was looking for.
Yeah,
That's
you
the
see,
word.
mine doesn't have
Yours
that.
doesn't have that.
No.
Okay, so that's why I wanted to. So here we'll just do a couple
Yeah,
of
but
verses
Father,
here.
if it was secretly, if everybody's there mourning for her brother, wouldn't they see that she's leaving?
Well, so that's what we're gonna get to. So Mary, after her confession of faith to Jesus, goes off to her sister Mary, and she goes Lathra in secret, all right, to tell her that the teacher is here and is calling for you, all right? Okay. Now, here, Martha's statement to Mary is more than just relating to what Jesus said about wanting to see Mary, but has the tone of bidding, okay, indicative in the term ipusa, rather than saying legusa. So in the Greek here, there's
Ipusa means here, right? Now, kuso.
ipusa means it's to say, but it's to say with the idea of a command. Okay, so that would be like I'm trying. Let me just think. So if I'm sitting at coffee hour and you come to me and you say, would you like a cup of coffee? That's levusa. You're asking me. You're saying, they sent a cup of café. But when you say to me, you want this cup of coffee, that's levusa. So there's more of a command tone to it. You want to drink this coffee. Maybe it's tasty. It's got a flavor that I know that you're going to like, whatever it is. You got to have this coffee. But if I just come to you and I say, you know, hey, you know, do you want a cup of coffee? So same thing here. So that's
katharemusha, because I don't hear that, you know, the way we speak Greek.
And it's even beyond katharemusa. It's Kini Greek. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so these are some things that we've lost over time. So rather than Martha going back and saying, oh, Mary, Jesus was asking for you, you know, just, oh, Jesus was asking for you.
Yeah.
That's a legusa. But what she's saying, because John's using this term, is she's saying to him, Jesus wants to see you. You know, it's like going to the principal's office, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Okay, that's kind of, so there's, so we know from that Jesus wanted to speak to both of them. Okay. The reason the secret part is so important, all right, the use of the term lathra, secret, should not be interpreted here to indicate a concern for Jesus' safety from the Jews that were seeking to kill him. So they're not trying to, I don't want anybody to know that Jesus is here, you know, because they're going to probably kill him. There's nothing to indicate in here that the crowd was seeking to attack or to apprehend Jesus. They were there as mourners, okay? Secondly, okay, or to this messianic secret that Jesus throughout his ministry has cautioned his disciples about when he says, and tell no one, all right? So this is not what the secret is about.
Yeah.
But John wants the reader to understand that Jesus wished to speak to both Mary and Martha privately before they witnessed the miracle of Lazarus's resurrection, because he does not want them to see this as another miracle. All right. That's not what this is. This is prefiguring his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. They need to understand what's happening here. All right. And because of all the wailing and the mourners and all of this, you know, he couldn't express that idea. So Jesus, you heard Dimitra say, you know, he wasn't even there. It says,
outside the village.
He was outside the village. So he's not even there. So he's calling them to come and meet with him, to have a private conversation, to understand what's going on. Everybody in business has done this at one time or another. You'll go up to somebody and you'll say, hey, you know what? We need to go in the conference room. I need to talk to you because the whole room is crazy. All right. But I've got something important that you need to understand. So I call you inside the conference room and I say, hey, let's go in here. And then we have a private, quiet conversation. This is exactly what's going on here, because he cannot allow them and his disciples to see this only as a resurrection, because then all that Jesus is that they're going to see him as as the Son of Man who is righteous before God and who has been granted this power. Okay. And who has prayed and God has performed the miracle. So, because remember, before Jesus does the miracle, later on we're going to see over in verse 41, 42, Jesus lifts up his eyes to heaven and says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So without this conversation prior, they're going to have the idea of Elijah, that he's praying to God and saying, God, grant your power upon this your dead servant Lazarus. So, but they need to see much more than just Jesus performing a miracle. Okay. John relates that Jesus expressly asked for Mary to come. Okay, so because she says the teacher is calling you, right? And it's interesting, she refers to him not as rabbi, because we've heard him being referred to rabbi in chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. But here he's referred to as didaskalos. He's referred to as the teacher, all right? Now, Mary understands this because she immediately responds, and that's why we think that, that's why we believe that the difference between the legusa and the ipusa is important here, because Mary reacts to Martha's summons, because it's met by prompt obedience. Mary quickly rises to go out and to meet Jesus, even though, as we mentioned earlier, or as we mentioned last week, right, that it is the family's place not to leave the home during the Shiva, during the 7 days of the mourning period. So already Martha has left, and now all of a sudden Mary gets up and now she leaves. And this is breaking the Jewish tradition of remaining in the house with the mourners. All right. So something's going on here. All right. Now, so orthodoxy believes that this demonstrates her attachment to Jesus, that he is a good friend of hers. And we believe that she expects to receive comfort from him for the loss of a friend. She doesn't necessarily know why he called, all right, but she knows that he has something to say. So we're going to find out that something is going to be a little bit different than what she had expected, all right? And so finally, lastly here, to reinforce the desire for private dialogue between Jesus and the sisters, John relates that A, Jesus was away from the house, as we already heard, and away from the mourners, and that the mourners were not aware of her true destination, since what did they say? They didn't say, oh, she's going to meet Jesus. What did they say?
She's going to
meet Lazarus.
Yeah, so she's going to the tomb to see Lazarus. So maybe mm-hmm. she's so grief-stricken that she's got to go and be at her brother's side, okay? But the idea here is not necessarily, not that they believe that she is going to meet Jesus. Obviously now Jesus will come, you know, certainly to perform the resurrection and all that, right? So at this point now, we'll stop right there, okay? And where we'll continue on is verse 32, and we'll look at the conversation. We'll look at the very brief conversation that Mary has with Jesus, right? And we'll see some of the differences between the discussion between Martha and Jesus, and then Mary and Jesus. But I didn't want to do too much, because I really wanted to tonight to be able to focus on those two things, the deep dive into Jesus's words of I am the resurrection and the life, and those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and then Martha's theological and eschatological confession before Jesus, which is, you are the Messiah, you are the Son of God, and you are the one coming mm-hmm. into the world. But understanding that in the New Testament perspective and not in the Hebrew scripture or the Old Testament perspective.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So any questions on that?
It was very good.
Yeah, very rich. A lot to think about. Yeah. Very sobering, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully sobering about the godparent thing. I gotta keep
yeah.
you know, keep harping on that. Keep
harping, yeah, but it's both the parents and the godparents.
Mm-hmm. So it used to, and probably the Themyscira remembers this. It used to be our tradition, at least the Greek tradition. I don't know about the others, but the Greek tradition was that being the godparent involved, if God forbid something should happen to the parents, it was the godparents that were then responsible to raise the child. So So,
Well, Father, I had my godparent. He was here because I was born here
right.
and raised. I barely saw him, although he was working with my father. Barely saw him. So I never remembered anything like what you're saying now as going to church and with him or teaching me anything about religion or
No,
absolutely nothing.
and my godparent didn't he didn't I don't I mean I remember who he was,
Yeah,
but I don't
no
remember, he
involvement.
didn't go to
Yeah,
church with me or anything like that. I don't
I
know, Ethel,
see.
what about you? I mean, what do you remember about your godparent?
My godparents. I was born in Montreal, and then we moved to Rochester. So they were in Montreal, and when
They
we
got
would
lost.
go to visit relatives, my parents would make a visit because they were friends.
Okay.
And so once or twice a year,
Well, that was
I
better than
was.
mine.
Oh well, you got something there. Right.
Yeah.
And that's why the Greek Orthodox Diocese started Godparent Sunday, was
Now
to
that's
kind of
cool.
revive that. So that was at least one day where the godparent came with the child, and then was supposed to receive communion with them. And so that's why the Greek Archdiocese tried to kind of bring that idea back of what the purpose of the godparent is. So yes, what Jesus said and her answer, as Sarah said, is a very sobering thought, for us to understand what is the definition of life, as we see it as Christians, and how does that differ from, let's say, what the American Constitution tells us is the definition of life. So, those stand at odds with one another. All right. Barring any other questions, let's call it quits here, and then we will continue. Next week with verse 30-31, because we just finished 28 and 29. And Sarah's thinking to herself, I'll be 60 by the time that he actually finishes the Gospel of John.
I think it took us 4 years to get through the book of Exodus at
Oh
my
wow.
current church. Yeah,
Okay.
so
All
yeah,
right,
so
so good.
this is
I don't feel so
why.
bad now.
No. No,
So,
this is great.
technical comment. I don't know if it's because my email is like too full or something. I have problems downloading the document. It's so
oh.
long. I don't know if anybody else has that problem.
Well,
So
I think part of it is that it's becoming a large document.
yeah. But I mean, you want to keep it together, right? You don't want to have part A and part B or part
Yeah,
C.
that's why I'm trying to keep that together. I think maybe what soon I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give you access to my Gospel of John file on my OneDrive, and then you'll have the link, and then you can just download it from there, and that may be a little bit easier, Does anybody else having a problem downloading it or no?
I never downloaded it. I just read it.
Oh, you just read it.
I
Okay. All right.
yeah. I receive it as an attachment, and
So do I.
I just open the attachment and then I'll save it on my hard drive.
So yeah, Dorothea, that just, I don't know, that just might
It
be
could just be me. Yeah.
If you're downloading it at like a time when a lot of people are on or something like that, I'm thinking,
Oh, yeah, maybe it's just my internet. Yeah, that's
Right.
possible. All
So,
right.
all right. So again, thanks everybody, and
I thank you. Have a good evening.
have a great night. Things to think about, and then I'll see you all on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm in
You
Florida.
Out in Florida. Well, I'll see you virtually on Sunday.
Enjoy the sun for
Safe
us.
traveling. Have safe traveling.
Bye.
That's right. And
Thank you, Father.
Be safe,
Thank you, Father.
Be safe, Mark, in Ohio, huh? We'll see you all soon, huh?
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Bye.